For the past few Sundays, the Old Testament reading has been taken from the book of Exodus. And we've been following God, Moses, and the people of Israel on their epic journey. It hasn't been easy for them ever since they left the celebration on the shores of the Red Sea. The people have been quarreling with Moses and testing God. God has been working to keep up with the people's basic needs for food and water. And Moses, being their leader, has had to cope with this not so merry band. With chapter 20, we are in the second half of the book of Exodus, and a part of which has been read to us. Because we have 40 chapters, and this is the 20th chapter, and it's kind of a watershed. Something was built up to this point, the trust, and then obey. Trust and obey, there is no other way. So this chapter is quite important for the entire story of Exodus. In the context of the larger narrative, the giving of the Ten Commandments can be understood as providing the people with a sense of purpose and identity. Although God has brought them out of Egypt and performed a number of miracles, it's not until this point in the story that God tells the people about God's intentions for them. With God's own terrifying voice, God tells the people what is expected of them. Clearly, Exodus chapter 20 is the climax of the Pentateuchal story. The subject of the law and its relation to the Christian is a very important one. Here we are in the 21st century, New Testament believers reading the Old Testament book on the law of Moses. As New Testament believers, we know from the New Testament that we are not under the law. And interestingly, a good friend of mine from St. Clement's asked me last week if we are supposed to observe the Sabbath. And my answer was, we are not under any obligation to observe the Sabbath or any day. Sunday was regarded because Christ was born. Christ was resurrected from the dead. So that's how we meet on Sunday. But as of worship, we can choose any day. Because the Word of God says, we have already entered Christ's rest in Hebrews chapter 4. And Paul says, do not regard any day or any festival more than others. Because all days are created by the Lord, and we celebrate all day and worship, can be worshiped every any day. Simply means we cannot, we are not under the covenant of the law. Because John says in his Gospel, chapter 1, the law was given through Moses, but grace and truth came through Jesus Christ, making a comparison between two totally different covenants. And we need to understand there is a huge difference between the two. Though we are not under the law, the bottom line is through our lives we want to please God. But the Word of God says, again in Hebrews chapter 6, without faith we cannot please God. It is impossible to please God without faith. And the very next letter of James says, faith without works is dead. So we need to have a balance. We are not doing something to please God, but we are doing because we love God. If we have to summarize the Ten Commandments in two sentences, what can we say? Number one, duty to God and duty to our neighbor. Number two, duty to God comes before duty to our neighbor, How many people think that Christianity starts with loving your neighbor? But it doesn't. God's plan for humans is that they start by loving God. And if we don't love God, we sin against God. It is loving God first, then you love your neighbor. The Bible says, over all these virtues put on love, which is the bond of perfect unity. You love God and you love your neighbor. As St. Augustine once said, love God and do whatever you please. For the soul trained in love to God will do nothing to offend the one who is beloved. Isn't that beautiful? The person trained to love God will not do anything that offends God. The Bible says, if you break one commandment, you have broken the whole law. These are not 10 separate commandments, but they are like a necklace of pearls. The one thing that holds these pearls is a thread or a chain. And that chain is love and respect. It is based on the principle of love and respect. All the 10 commandments are based on that principle, love and respect. Respect, love and respect for God, love and respect for His name, love and respect for His day, and then love and respect for people, love and respect for family life, honor your father and mother, love and respect for life itself. Do not commit murder. Love and respect for marriage. Don't commit adultery. Love and respect for people's property. Don't steal. Love and respect for people's reputation. Don't bear false witness. A healthy and holy society is based on love and respect. God's law is based on love and respect. In Jesus' parable from today's gospel, on the surface, the landowner's decision to send his own son in the light of the tragedy of his servant seemed unwise. How can you send your son when they have already killed your servants? But Jesus' parable did not highlight this act as foolishness. This was not the parable of the foolish landowner. Rather, in an honor and shame culture, the landowner's decision to send his son as emissary was appropriate, since he could expect proper respect for his appointed heir. Our gospel says, finally he sent his son to them, saying, they will respect my son. What happens when you break the thread of love and respect? What happens when you break the thread of a necklace of pearls? You lose them all. St. Paul said, I kept the other 9, but when I got to the 10th, I was finished. It says, you shall not covet. Don't be greedy or envious of things that other people have. This is the only commandment that is concerned with how you feel rather than what you do. And no human court could ever take you to court for coveting, for being greedy. Can you imagine if That's written in our law books. You shall not covet. Imagine you are standing outside an iPhone store and looking through the glass window at the brand new iPhone 15. And someone taps on your shoulder and says, "Mr. Fred, you coveted in your heart." Can you imagine? And you know, there is only one person in the entire universe that can charge you with coveting, and that is God. And Paul said that when he read the 10th commandment in Romans chapter 7, he found all manner of coveting in his heart, and the law killed him stone dead because he had broken the whole thing by being greedy and envious. There is something in human nature that wants us to do anything that is wrong to get a kick out of it. "Sin is sweeter than honey," says Proverbs. "Stolen water is sweet," is said by Solomon in the book of Proverbs. Therefore, God's law wasn't kept by the people of Israel. Those children of Israel broke every one of those commandments afterwards. Something more was needed than the law. Every one of us has broken the law, and the law convicts every human being because everyone sinned and falls short of the glory of God. There is none righteous. I'm sure as soon as you read the Ten Commandments, you are convicted by them. Especially when you read Jesus' version of them, which he applies to your thoughts and feelings. Jesus said, "From the heart come evil thoughts, murder, adultery, fornication, all sexual immorality, theft, lying, and slander." So what's the solution? How can we be saved? There was 2,000 years ago a man born in Bethlehem of Judea who was the Son of God. He was born under the law, and at the age of 12, he took upon himself the responsibility of keeping those laws. He kept every single one for all his life, every day. He gave God, for the first time in human history, a life that serves God in every detail. And he kept the law to the letter. And at the end of his life, which wasn't very long, they condemned him under the law of Moses. And the curse of breaking the law was put on him. And in Galatians chapter 3, Paul says this, the curse of the law of Moses in these words: "Cursed be everyone who does not abide by all things written in the book of the law and do them." That curse was put on Jesus. Cursed is everyone who is hanged on a tree. And the amazing thing is that the law which condemned us had been fulfilled in Jesus perfectly. He took the curse of breaking it into his own perfect will and body. And he suffered and died. The law was given through Moses, but grace and truth came through Jesus. We don't live under the Ten Commandments anymore. All will live by them, but not under them. It's not about keeping to the rules, but about loving God and seeking to please Him from the heart. We want to keep them because we love God. But we are not under the curse anymore. They don't convict us anymore. They say, "You shall not." And we say, "Lord, I don't want to anymore." And God, in His mercy, has found a new way. Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law and brought us into a new covenant based not on works but on faith in the Son of God. A new covenant, not on keeping the commandments, but by confessing our sins. It is based on grace. It is based on a new covenant of forgiveness, where God says, "Your sins I will remember no more." Dear friends, the bread and the wine that are kept on the altar this morning are the symbol of the new covenant. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the remission of the sins. So we have come right to the cross. We haven't come to the mountain, to a place of flaming fire, darkness, gloom, and whirlwind, as the Israelites did on Mount Sinai. But we have come to the heavenly Zion through Jesus. We have come to the heavenly city through our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Let us pray. O God, if you have no words to say to us but your Ten Commandments, then speak not to us, lest we die. But we thank you for another word, a living word, a word that became flesh, and in Him we have life, who brought grace and truth into our lives. If we want to please you, we cannot. By our own accomplishments, by our own abilities, but it is through Christ. As your servant said, "All my gains I count as nothing. Not the labors of my hands can fulfill thy Lord's demands. Could my zeal no respite know? Could my tears forever flow? All for sin could not atone. Thou must save, and thou alone." In the name of God, who is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
Amen.